Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Brown and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez throws to second for one, and McAuliffe throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Bunning moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Wertz moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Boros moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Bunning reaches second base with a double. Boros scores. Brown moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Verl Tiefenthaler now pitching. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Wertz moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Mike Joyce now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball towards left. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Kaline moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Wirtz. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boros is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for Dom Zanni. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bunning strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-4 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Dean Stone now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito is walked intentionally. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Don Mossy now pitching. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.